107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. It's 6:38, Brock Hunter. 6:38. Let's see. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. It's supposed to be nice. It was gorgeous yesterday. And if the rain holds off, we're going to have another gorgeous day today. So we'll find out what we got in store. I just want it to be full-on summer. I want to be sweaty and tan with my puka shell necklace on the beach if we ever get to go back to the beach, you know.
You still get the puka shells?
Of course, you kidding me? I'm not gonna be tan and not have a puka shell necklace on. What?
They were nice, you know, because they were always white and they made you look more tan.
Exactly.
Here's the question: Did you have an anklet? Did you ever wear an anklet? Did you make one in like Young Life, or did you get one from spring break?
I'm gonna pretend that you didn't ask me that stupid question, because of course I did.
I don't think
I wore it long. I don't think I had that on long, just because it was really inconvenient.
Look at that guy. He looks like he just got off vacation. He's got an anklet. He's got his puka shell necklace and
his cornrows.
His henna tattoo's fading a little bit, but he's still looking good.
I love how you got a henna tattoo and you tried to protect it.
Yeah, I did. I like retraced it. To make it last.
See, we just got to get you a real tattoo.
No.
And then you don't have to retrace it all the time.
No, because just even that barbed wire henna tattoo, I kick my own ass.
Well, yeah, it's the barbed wire henna tattoo. I mean, you're not swinging for the fence on that one, buddy.
I think I was screaming, too, when he put it on.
Ah! Oh, God. No, but you remember, we've been talking about, did that story a while back.
The paintbrush is too cold.
Ah! Oh!
Yeah, what were you saying? Go ahead.
I was saying we could do a at-home tattoo for you. You know, it'll end well.
You know what's funny is I have a henna kit.
Yeah.
Or you want a real tattoo? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying no. We'll do a real tattoo at home.
Oh, God, no, dude. If people are doing that anyway on TikTok.
Exactly. Let me give you one. Let me give you one.
I'm not doing it.
If it's on TikTok, it can't be that bad, right? Anyway, we'll give you a tattoo in a little bit. We got to do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
A Motley Crue will hold a virtual watch party for The Dirt Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you start the film on Netflix at that time, you'll be able to follow along as the band and special guests tweet about it at the crew's Twitter page using hashtag #StayHomeSweetHome. Oh, that's clever. The success of the Dirt film led the band to reunite for a stadium tour with Def Leppard and Poison. It's still officially slated to start on June 19th in Jacksonville, Florida, but is widely expected to be postponed soon. Well, this is kind of cool, man. You can see the band tweet about the film is insane. It's absolutely insane, and it's based on the book, The Dirt, that they wrote in like 2009 or something like that. And you watch it, you're like, there's no way four guys live this way. And it's just pure insanity. And it's a lot of fun. So and also it's very sad at times. So this is a fun way to get a special inside look at the film.
Nice.
So check it out. Yeah,
it's pretty
on
cool.
Twitter this Friday, 8 p.m. I'll maybe try and hook up a link for you guys so you guys can see it. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
I'm going to be honest with you. Not a whole hell of a lot happened. Let's see.
Hey, you know, while you're looking for one real quick, I'm going to give a shout out to Kyle from Shipping at Lindbergh. What's up, Kyle? How you doing, man? Just got a text, so.
Oh, nice.
Throwing it out there, bro.
I'm looking, and I think the closest thing I could find would be
scraping, huh? Nothing happened today.
Here we go. This is good. I mean, we could. Yeah, this is the best I got. 1946, bassist Danny Klein of the Jay Giles Band is born in New York City.
Great
Look at
guy.
That. Showing some love to bass players. They never get any love.
Mm-hmm. Great guy. Had to go like third level in the rock.
Third tier. Like into the. I mean, when you get past the drummer, you're kind of like, why are we even talking about these guys? Sorry, bass players. All right, no, bass is the backbone of the music.
The manager's cousin's uncle was born
on this day. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.